So basically just treat it like you would property management, right? Like same type of thing. Like the more documentation, the more notes that you have, because you're not going to remember, right? Like you're fine here because there's only one property, right? But as you get busier and busier, you just want to be a little bit more systematic because it's going to be hard to be able to remember everything.
Welcome to the No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents podcast. Working as a real estate agent can be incredibly rewarding and fulfilling. But it can also be frustrating if you aren't making the money you deserve. So if you're ready to end the stressful cycle of working hard for no results, then get started with a proven step-by-step system so that every month is No Broke Months.
Hello, No Broke Months podcast listener. This is Dan Roshan. Of course, I'm the host of the show, No Broke Months podcast, and I'm also the head coach visionary for the Consistent Predictable Income Community Coaching for Real Estate Agents. If you want to learn more about how the CPI community can help you in your business, I invite for you to visit www.nobrokemonths.com and learn how we can help you achieve your success.
Real estate coach Dan Roshan of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents talks about the importance of notes to check the property. He explains that taking thorough and accurate notes can help potential buyers or investors avoid costly mistakes by identifying potential issues or concerns with the property. Learn the importance of notes to check the property in this new episode of No Broke Months for Real Estate Agents.
Who has an opportunity to discuss a challenge or a success?
Okay. Tomorrow, my client has at the end of their lease back. So they are receiving their home tomorrow and they want me to go with them. They bought the house and the owner had a month lease back that will end tomorrow. So any advice? What should I be looking at? I took pictures of the house to compare the condition. They are very nice people. They hire professional carpet cleaner, and they prepared all the keys, the mailbox keys that I was communicating with the agent. So what advice do you have for me?
So your client is the seller or is the buyer or the seller?
The buyer.
The buyer. Okay. And then the seller said, all right. So when at the day of closing, did you do, you did a walkthrough at that time and took photos?
Yes.
Okay. Did you document anything? Did you use a checklist, anything like that besides the photos?
No.
Okay. That's fine. Next time, there's a form that you can use to be able to basically notate and then, go step by step through the property. And
I have a checklist that the other agent gave me where it has a dishwasher, very general things.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's specific.
Sure. So I would use, and the next time I'd use that form and then be specific on the form because you could just, add your notes to it.
Okay.
Right. But it really doesn't matter because you took photos, right? So that's good. That's even better than between the two. You'd rather have the photos, right? But better would to be able to do both, mm-hmm. right? For me personally, I need the notes and the photos because I'm not going to, take the time to look through every single photo and sort of compare it, in real time. But I will take a look at the notes, it just works for me.
Mm.
And if I look, going through the notes and, I am going to look at the photos, right? But the notes are going to help me a little bit more to sort of sort through it than the photos will.
So what would you put in the notes? The things that are good or the things that are not good? Because the things that are already not good, it's going to be the same because they bought the place.
Yeah, you're just taking general notes of condition, right? Mm-hmm. So not good or bad, just what are the, you walk into the room, he's like, I'm in the office right here. Okay. Office looks good. There's, looks like there's another, there's not, but let's say there's a watermark on the ceiling,
mm-hmm.
right? Watermark on the ceiling, take a photo of that, right? That type of thing, right? Mm-hmm. And so then that way when you come back, it's like there's a watermark on the ceiling, but now it will reference you to remember to look there. And then it'll reference you say, hey, let me look at the photo and now make sure that the watermark's not bigger. That type of thing. Right.
Yeah.
So basically just treat it like you would property management.
Mm.
Right. Same type of thing. The more documentation, the more notes that you have, because you're not going to remember.
Yeah.
Right. Like you're fine here because it's only one property, right? But as you get busier and busier, you just want to be a little bit more systematic because it's going to be hard to be able to remember everything. I mean, I took a listing yesterday and then I came back and one of my staff members was like, oh yeah, you sold a property in that neighborhood 6 months ago. I don't even remember selling the property, right? And I was like, who was that? Oh, that, and I figured, oh, okay, yeah, that was Hong. I forget his first name, Mr. Hong. And, you know, it's like, it just all sort of blurs together at some point.
Yeah. I hope we get to that point soon.
Well, I'm just setting you up for success now so that you're taking the notes so that, you know, it just makes your life easier. But going back to answer your question specifically, because I don't think I did that. What you should be looking at is just now, just use the photos, walk room to room. Your only goal is to make sure it's in the same condition as of what it was. And there may be a nuance of difference. If it's something insignificant, you know, mention it, but I wouldn't make a big deal of it unless of your clients, if it's important to your clients.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Good job, Boswa.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Thanks so much for listening to the No Broke Months podcast today. Until the next show, I invite for you to be grateful, make good choices, help someone, have the best day of your life, and go find a listing!